It's Alicia, Nora, and Macy on our little green couch.
Ready to talk weekly gossip from behind the chair.
Have a drink or 10 and get ready for the journey.
Join us on the floor with Little Fern.
Mic is hot. We're trying in the radio voice. Had a little moment of panic, but we're back. It's always scary when we try something new.
I mean, it's like really traumatizing for us.
And also, this is very different. Like, okay, so I'm just going to preface right now. We've been using Voice Memo, which anybody who's used it, it is literally like foolproof. You literally hit the button to record, you stop recording, and you listen back. But a big issue that we've been having with the app is that it randomly just cuts off a recording whenever, I mean, we record like hour and a half long podcasts, and it just gets stopped. And then you can't remember, like, you know, when you're not monitoring every second of it recording. And so now we're trying GarageBand, but there's just so many more buttons, and more buttons is really scary, especially when you don't know what the buttons mean. So we're testing it. We're using the radio voice one, and hopefully it goes well.
Welcome in. Grab a seat. Have a drink. Come hang out with us for the week.
I have a drink. I need to de-stress. I have a long drink. These are rum drinks that...
No, they are gin drinks.
Gin drinks, apologies, that Alicia brought in. They're scary good. Like, they taste like juice. 5.5%. I feel like I'm going to be falling over if I have multiple of these.
They're good. They're really good. They're very light. Very drinkable. They're very summer. They're going to be a good summer drink. Oh, yeah. I'm on to my second drink. I have the mom water. So I have that in my cup.
The mom water is really good. I had it for the first time this summer when I went to a Sox game with Alicia when Luke could not attend. So I took his place and I went with her and her cousin, and she had Paige. Obviously, we've talked about Paige before. Love Paige. But she offered me these mom waters. They are also very much like the long drink, but like even scarier because they don't taste like a lick of alcohol.
Macy blacked out that Nora and Bill were also there.
Were you guys?
Yes. It was the shooting.
I do remember,
game.
But you know why I keep forgetting is because I have like maybe 5 seconds of that memory, and the 5 seconds is us walking into Paige's house, and you guys came like slightly.
Oh, that was chaotic.
Us.
It was super.
Yes,
that entire
and it was very
that
chaotic.
Entire Friday was so chaotic.
Yes. And so that's what I'm saying is that I very much just like have like my memory of the mom water, though, specifically was at Paige's. And when she gave it to me, you guys weren't there yet. Obviously, I now remember him, you know, showing us his Glock and his car and everything. You know,
there was so many guns that day. Such a gun heavy day. It was such a gun heavy day. There was just so many guns happening. So many times. And so many different, like.
Y'all ever heard of a FUPA, right?
Well, I mean, this is so off topic for our entire day, but I feel like this is how the stories roll. So, so how the tickets went down was Paige sent out a group message asking if we wanted to go see, it was 90s night at the Sox Stadium. And we have to go way back as to how we got here. It wasn't just any night at the Sox Stadium. It was 90s night. They started doing these concerts on the field, and it was supposed to be Vanilla Ice. So we got the tickets specifically because we wanted to see the concert. No offense to the White Sox because they fucking suck. we were not there for the game.
Which is so fun. Like, who wouldn't want to go see that after a game?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to be honest, y'all. I did not know half of these people that were going to be there. I was there because I was happy to be there.
Well, so it was supposed to be, it was couples. It was, you know, my cousin and her husband. It was Nora, Bill, and it was going to be the Lamberts, me and my husband. Well, he is in pitch season, which is every season, let's be honest. It's
literally all the time. It's every all the day, time. Every
It's
week.
All the time, every day. So my life gets pretty like we say yes to things, but then the time comes and we can't do it. So I said, hey, I'll bring Macy with me.
The child.
So I bring Macy with me.
I said, fuck yeah. Who doesn't want to go to like a Sox game? It's ballpark, hot dogs, booze.
Yeah, I said, well, the best part is I don't think I really told Paige and them that I was just bringing Macy. I said, I have an extra ticket. I'll just bring Macy. So I was like, what are you doing this Friday? She said, nothing. I said, you want to go to the game with me? She said, yeah, perfect. So I pick her up. We head over to Paige's. We get there. And I note it. We pull up and you park out on the street from my cousin's house and we head inside and she's still getting ready. But her husband is like, you know, we're moving around in the kitchen. They have like a big bay window and we're doing introductions because, oh no, we didn't even get to introductions. This is how it was so chaotic from the moment we walked in. So quickly Paige walks out, is still getting ready. Is like, oh, Macy, do you want a beverage? Hands her a beverage. Then all of a sudden we start realizing that cars roll up hot.
Well, but I think it was as soon as we pulled up, we saw these people. So we weren't even in the house yet when we first saw them come around the block the first time.
Yeah. We saw them come around the block, but they didn't stop yet.
They didn't get out of the car.
No, but then they came up hot on the house next door real fast, real quick, and Paige noticed right away. We had seen it, but we were like, I don't know what was going on, and I don't know the next door neighbor.
Yeah, and it's not like they just like they sped up fast. It's like they came up fast and they all got out of the car, like a group of them walking up to their next door neighbor's house.
Yes. And it was like a fleet, and it was children. But like adult children, like, I mean, I know I reference children a lot in it was like adult children, like right out of high school or high school.
Honestly,
age.
I think these ones were giving like either like senior in high school or like just graduate, like 18, yes. Like they were giving 18 vibes.
Yes. I mean, I'm telling you, like barely legal, but like children. So then it was like, they were like bees onto the house next door, like rapid fire knocking, banging on the house next door. And all of a sudden we're like, what just happened? Who are these people?
And Paige hops into action because she knows that her next door neighbors are, I think she was like, I don't think that they're home, or at the very least, I think that it's just the wife who's home. So like the husband isn't there. She was concerned, rightfully so, for her neighbors.
Well, that, and they know they don't have like high school age children. So it was like a real, like there would be no reason for like a gaggle of like high school children to be abruptly showing up in two cars, by the way, like two car loads worth of children to show up that abruptly at a home and start banging on the door. So it was pretty aggressive. So the best part about this is my cousin's husband is a firefighter, and I'm not gonna throw out names. I'm not gonna throw out like where he works. So like, we're not gonna do that. But so what Paige does is she goes, well, go outside and see what's going on. And liar, just will now bleep out his name. he goes outside but does the most dad thing anyone can do. Doesn't go outside and aggressively address anyone.
On the front porch.
He goes outside and does the like, I'm gonna fuck around with my shit near my car, yes. So that you know I'm there, but I'm not gonna come up and directly talk to you. And it's like the most dad thing to do of all time. And I love that. I love that move. I love that maneuver. I love that. So he does that. So he gathers his stuff and he goes outside and does I just gotta put my stuff in my car, but I'm also out here to just like see what's going on so I can get closer to the action without being directly in the action. So he comes back inside after he kind of sees what's going on. He does finally say to them, what are you guys doing? There's no need to be like banging on my next door neighbor's door. And then they kind of come hot at him. So he is like, what's going on? They kind of do like a mind your own business, who are you? And so he comes back into the house and is like kind of thrown off, and they're like coming aggressive. So he does, as a homeowner,
And as a father, another very typical dad
and
thing.
as a dad, grab a gun. So,
As a gun owner, especially.
not to use, I think more as a scare tactic to be like, you kids need to go. Or maybe he didn't. Maybe he just grabbed like a bat or something. I honestly don't
This
remember
is
now.
hard because it was over the summer. It was a while
It was so
ago.
chaotic. It was
It
so
was fast. It
fast.
was chaotic. It
So
wasn't
then,
like premeditated.
I end up, I'm a crazy person. So of course, me and Paige being cut from the same cloth, we are the, oh no, you don't. So we're out on the front porch now, and they're now yelling at us.
They were like, get the fuck out of here, you old ladies, or something
Yes.
like that.
So they're
It
now
was
yelling
so
at us.
funny.
But at this point, we're still trying to figure out why they're even at the neighbors. Well, we found out the neighbors have already called the cops because they have a Ring camera. So they've recorded all of the like situation between the kids and the people inside the home. And of course, they didn't answer the door. So then they leave. So then they get back, these kids get back into their car. They leave. Cops show up. The cops are there. Turns out that these kids were
They
in.
were looking for an Apple
So
Watch.
they claim they were looking for an Apple Watch
I don't know why, but I
that
feel like they
they.
said that it was located right at the house, and they're like,
Yes.
it's at this location. But it's like, that's usually a pin of like when it was last charged, and also like it's the area. It doesn't always mean that exact
So
location.
they were fierce that that watch was at their home, was in their home. They were getting into that home. You better let them in. You have their watch. And I'm just gonna say that, first of all, where my family members live is near a high school. So more than likely, there was a fight that was at the high at said high school, and said watch was thrown, tossed, lost, whatever you may decide, at said high school. Or near said high school.
Say it might not have even been stolen by somebody at like the high school, and then maybe they like launched it somewhere within like the backyards of these places.
Exactly.
But also, I'm just saying, like an actual suburban family, they have nothing to do with your Apple Watch, babe.
Well, also, all you had to do was knock nicely and say, hey, do you mind if I look in your backyard? An Apple Watch pinged near your location. No, they came in like the po-po, banging hot.
I don't even think they were thinking that though. In their small, little, tiny, like teenage brains, I think that they were thinking that like this house was the house and the person who stole their watch. I don't even think that they were thinking like, oh, like maybe it's like it was thrown here. I think that they were coming in hot because they were like, we're gonna get this fucker who lives here, kind of a vibe.
Instead, it's like a poor mom whose like little baby is like sleeping inside. And so I mean the cops came, they had like the Ring, they had the car, they knew from us because we had seen like the entire thing happen. They came at like my cousin's husband, verbally, not physically, but like got into his space and then were like yelling at us. It got really heated really fast. And it's children. So you're always kind of like, what is happening? Calm the fuck down. By the way, this is all within a span of maybe 5 minutes.
Honestly, I would say maybe even under. I think like in a span of like from like them rolling up to the house, from like then, going outside and then you guys going outside. I think this all happened literally within like 2, 3 minutes. Like it was so fast.
Then Nora and Bill rolled up, I think, as the cops were there, maybe.
But like they sped off so fast, and then the cops came up like a couple minutes
Yeah.
after the kids left
So
the
it felt like it was
house.
like Happy Friday. That's how we started off the like our like excitement to like go downtown and then go to a Sox game. That was like your adrenaline now is like you are jacked.
Yeah, it really set the tone for like the rest of the day. Not only like physically, but like metaphorically as well.
Well, what's crazy is you would think that that would be the only story of what happened for the night.
Oh, you would think.
But no,
Mm-mm.
it only got crazier from there.
The thing is, especially between these other events that are about to unfold, there was time in between them too. Like,
So we get into the city and we park and we're all filled with excitement.
road bevies. We've got all the drinks flowing.
Mom waters. Going, into the stadium. Everything is.
We have picked up the corn blooms. They
Yep.
have arrived. They missed some of the excitement from the house portion of the event, but we have them in tow now.
No, I had you guys in tow.
Well, yes, you drove, but
They showed up at Paige's. We all got in their big ass, what is it? Suburban
Tahoe.
Tahoe, and we started trekking it to the White Sox stadium.
We get to the White Sox. We have decent seats. We're having a great time.
You have really good seats, guys. They're underplaying it. Going with millennials to the Sox game was probably one of my most favorite experiences ever because I've never been that close ever. So I really, really felt special.
Hilarious. They were decent seats. They weren't even that great. We're just adults now, so
Just
we
weren't
don't get
nosebleed seats, as simple as that. But I get nosebleeds,
nosebleeds.
so I'm not used to it.
That is funny. It's great. The Sox, per usual, suck. So we are waiting. We are waiting. We are so jazzed for the end of this because so how these new concert series works, they close down like beverage service for a minute, like they would normally, like during the last like stretch, but then they reopen it for the concert. So we're now at the end. It's now been a minute. The game has gone on. We get new beverages, full beverages for the concert. We are ready.
We are prepped. We are ready to go. We are so, I mean, like, honestly, even for me and not knowing a lot of like what was going to be going on, I was just really excited. Like, live music is fun.
Well, and when you're at the Sox Stadium, everyone can contest to this. You're not getting a small beverage. They're like the gallon of a beverage. It's not like a mini bevy. It's like a big boy. So we all do that. We go to get it. I think the girls went and got them. We get back to our seat, and then strangely enough, something flashes over the outfield stadium like big screen. But it was quick. It didn't stay up. The sign did not stay up. I didn't see it. So all of a sudden we start hearing booing and like chaos starts happening. And they were starting to bring out like all the barricades for like on the field for like the people that were gonna go on the field to watch like the concert.
They were literally getting it ready for this concert, so we all thought it was happening.
And all of a sudden, like those little trucks started turning right back around. It was like it was comical. They like brought them out and then literally drove them right back around.
It was like a peep show where they're like, you thought that was gonna happen. It was like literally as soon as they started to like unfold everything, is just as fast as they started to put everything back where it came
So
from.
I never saw the actual display that said the concert was canceled.
I saw it. It was like a whole screen. We were saying, like, unfortunately, due to like unforeseen like events or something like that, there was like the concert will no longer be going on. And I remember it was like a black screen and there was like a white font on it or like yellow font, something like that.
Yeah. So it was fast. It was quick. It went away. They took it away and then they brought it back after I think like all the booing started like pretty aggressively. And then it was like they were like trying to exit you hurriedly. Like it was like a pretty quick like get the fuck out.
Wanted everyone to leave, but like the thing is, they weren't communicating the reason why. It was just simply, it's not going on anymore. But please fucking leave now as soon as possible. And if in fact, if you could be gone already, that was preferred.
We sat through an awful game to stay for the concert, to
An
then
awful game.
have no reason why it was shut down until we started like getting ready to leave. And then there was all this speculation going on because we're like, why are we all leaving?
Well, if you're a true Chicagoan and you go to a sporting event, let me tell you do not stay for the entire event. You leave to get to your car to go. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna tell you, like, you don't fucking hang out. This is not like a parking lot party at the end. You're not hanging. So we were there for a very specific reason at the end to watch the concert. I had a brand new beverage.
I cannot stress this enough. She had a brand new beverage. You don't waste a brand new beverage.
Thank you. And then we're all just kind of staring at each other because, of course, everyone had babysitters. I didn't have, I mean, that doesn't include me, but like all parents had babysitters. So it was more like a, we were out for the night. So you thought it was at least gonna be another 2 hours because like it was a concert. So like, what were we gonna do now? So we leave. The guys have to go to the bathroom. We're all kind of standing around. And then slowly, it was like chatter, not the usual, like, I'm just mad that we have to leave. It was like, did you hear such and such?
It's like in the hallways of a high school, like when something happens and it just spreads like
Yes.
wildfire. And like, imagine this, but like at a giant ass baseball stadium where there's like hundreds of thousands of people. It was like that kind of like whisper, whisper, talk to the next person about what had happened.
But let me tell you, we were all meandering. No one was in a hurried fashion
Well, yeah, because
whatsoever.
everybody's leaving. It's gonna take forever to get outside of the parking lot.
So it was not like it was like a quick, like rushed. No one was rushing. It was just like a please exit, please exit. And the guys were going to the bathroom. Us girls were just kind of chit-chatting. And then I do think somebody said, oh, somebody reached out to me to ask if we were okay. And then I said, what?
Yes, I do remember
If
that.
we were okay from what?
It was like one of your guys' like Instagram. Somebody like slid up and they were like, are you okay? And I was like, what?
Yeah.
What does that mean? And like, are we okay? Obviously you're okay. We're having a great time.
I'm sure it was one of Paige's like people who knew that she was at a gate.
It was, yeah. Well, oh, no. What it was, Paige tagged us all at the stadium on her Facebook. She tagged all of us on Facebook that we were all at the stadium together in a post. And I think it was like something with 90s night, blah, blah, blah. So everyone knew we were all together at the stadium. So it was blowing up on Facebook and all of the comments were very like, are you guys okay? Is everyone all right? Are you guys safe?
We're just sitting here like side-eyeing, like what are they talking about?
But we are still it, guys, we are still in the stadium and we have no fucking clue what people are talking about. We are still in said stadium.
Clueless standing by the hot dog area where the bathrooms are also because we're just standing there chilling. We still have drinks to finish. People are using the bathroom. We're just hanging.
We're trying to figure out what bar we're going to next.
We're like, a night's not ending, obviously. Let's put a damper on it, but we're keeping the good vibes going.
We're all literally staring at each other, going, what the fuck is everyone talking about? Then the guys come out of the bathroom and say, somebody in the bathroom said there's a shooting. And we were like, no. We would know if there was a shooting here.
I was like, especially because it's like a stadium, like things, especially loud things like a gun being shot, that like echoes. Like you're gonna be able to hear that. And I was like, there's just no way that like we wouldn't have at least heard something or there would have been a reaction in the crowd of some sort, you know?
Well, and me and my cousin's husband literally started talking. I said, no, I mean, I have played out in my brain because I am crazy and I go to major events. What I would do in case of a very traumatizing scenario, said of gunmen, bomb, things of that nature. And it would not be standing leisurely by the men's bathroom, finishing my fucking half and half, talking about what bar we're going to next.
I think it also proves that like nobody even knew about it. Like we honestly, I was like, that's bullshit. I literally just remember thinking like there is just no chance that like there was a shooting in the stadium. I was like, maybe, I think we were speculating for a moment. I was like, maybe it was like right outside the stadium or like in the parking lot or something. 'Cause we're like, fair enough, it's like loud in there. But like, We were like, there's just no way. Like, I don't believe it at all.
And people kept kind of confirming, no, it was in the stadium. It was in the stadium.
Yes, and then I remember going on Twitter, and there was like an exact picture of the section it was in, which, guys, I swear to God, I swear to you guys, it was like two sections over from us. Like, it was, swear to God, you could throw a pebble to where the actual, like, apparent, like, quote-unquote shooting was.
For reference, we will try to find the picture, and we will try to put it up on our Instagram if we can find it. There's a dude just leisurely sitting there, either looking like he's eating something or drinking something in the stands, looking leisurely AF while, like, pop-offs are happening. So to be fair, the people that were sitting there in the section where said gunfire happened also didn't know said gunfire was happening.
Not one person did. We also, like, as Alicia said, you have to keep in mind, we not only got drink refills, but we did a lap around. We did a hot lap. So we were out and about.
We happened to be walking when the time was going on, and we still, there was no chaos, there was no pandemonium, there was no run and cover, there was nothing. It was literally like just another day in Chicago.
It's a sunny day. People were good vibes. Like, you know, it's the vibes of a baseball stadium. Nothing was off. Not a single vibe was off.
What was crazy about the scenario is that they continued the goddamn shitty baseball game that was going on, but then said, no, we're good on the concert.
In my head, I'm wondering, like, was it just like an excuse to get rid of people? I don't even know. Like,
was the gunman actually made up, is what you're saying?
Well, yeah.
Well, it was a female.
Yeah. Because we left the stadium not knowing what the fuck was going on, but being like, okay, we're not going to, like, obviously we're going to think about it, but we're not going to let it, like, ruin our night. So we're like, that's when we were saying we were figuring out which next bar we went to. And then we got in the car and we...
So, Bill, it just so happened that there was an opening to a new nightclub in the area, and Bill was like, well, you know, he works with this guy who opened the nightclub, and he's one of, like, his clients. So we go there, and all of a sudden Bill Cormel, this guy, walks up with a clipboard, and Bill's name is on the list. And I was like, what is happening right now?
That part is a fever dream, because, like, when we go to this place, I tell you guys, it's not in the city. Like, we come back to the burbs, we are literally like, Chicago Heights, Glenwood. Okay, anybody who knows Glenwood, like, this is not where, like, we are in the burbs. We are in, like, a pretty area of the burbs. This is not like a nightclub. We walk in, it's like a normal dandy restaurant.
We are all wearing our White Sox gear as well.
Apparently we're going to a nightclub, and all of a sudden they lead us down, like, a fucking, like, hidden staircase to a basement. And I'm like, I feel like I was going to get killed.
It felt a little creepy for a moment. I'm not going to lie. The weird side basement that I had never seen before, and I had been there twice, was a little, like, concerning. It felt a little like, where are we headed?
It was weird. I was like, I feel like we were just continuing the fever dream that had previously occurred at the stadium.
They had, it was all set up. There was a DJ. There was a photographer.
Oh, I forgot about the photographer.
This is like a makeshift, like, this is like a basement, or maybe, like, you have a party room, but this is like a makeshift club where they put some weird seating in. There's a full bar. It was actually a very nice looking bar. Nightclub? I'm not sure I would categorize it as that, but people were dressed up. We were severely underdressed at this place.
Oh my God. Everyone was in, I can't stress this enough, evening gowns.
Because it was opening night.
Well, yeah. So you show up in, like, a nice dress and heels and glam and nice hair. We were at a game. I had a hat on. I had a hat on and my ponytail was through my hat.
Yeah, I was saying, not even like a, like, we were at, like, I mean, I was in, like, ripped, cut-off shorts.
I was in shorts and a black top. A black, like Target top.
I had on a dress.
And Nora was really outshowing us. But then also, I mean, the fact that we got in, but then Luke tried to come in later and he got turned down because of his attire, that was the best part.
Well, they didn't know he was with Bill Kornblum.
It was just such an evening filled with so many layers. Like, the story just never stopped. We didn't stop either. The party didn't stop. The night didn't stop. There were so many events, so many things.
I recall getting some free shots. I remember taking shots, I think, with Bill.
Oh, so many drinks. The photographer loved us. There, he would not stop taking so many photos.
You know, like, when a flash goes off and, like, you have this, like, little thing in your vision? I feel like at all points of the night, there was just cameras going off. For some reason, they really loved our group. Like, I think we must have had really good energy surrounding us, because that cameraman floated around in a 360-degree span of getting all angles of our group.
I want to say that the trauma that we went through that evening really bonded us even closer than we were before that.
Really fun.
It was amazing. It was really fun.
I had a great time, but also, guys, like, let me just say, like, I wasn't driving. Obviously, like, not many of us were driving. So, girl, I barely even remember getting out of Alicia's car and into my, like, driveway. I think I'm pretty sure that I dropped something in my driveway. And then next morning, my mom was like, yeah, you know, like, your hat was, like, just, like, on the side of, like, the yard. And I'm like, that's so weird, because I didn't even get out on that side. So, like, I must have just, like, wandered and, like, dropped my hat or something.
I love that for us.
But then, also, Bill pulled out his Glock at one point.
Oh, yes. So then Bill decided to show his gun at some point in the evening. And that is when I think the quote of the evening from was like, there's just been far too many guns today.
It's just been a really gun-heavy night.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, so it turned out, so.
Full circle moment.
That a female brought a weapon into the stadium via
Hoopa.
Her stomach to upper vagina fold.
This story will never, ever, ever cease to make me chuckle.
And I guess it did set off the alarm. But no one, like, they just kept sending her back through and kept sending her back through and kept sending her back through.
Nothing. But they couldn't find anything.
They couldn't find anything because it was, you know, tucked in real nice, like a kangaroo pouch, shall we say. So she made it to her seat. And then from the story we have since gathered, because she has lawyered up and she is now suing the stadium, which is hilarious.
Is she really?
Yes. Is that she shot her friend and herself.
But the reason why none of us could hear it is because her fupa muffled it. That must have been a hefty fupa, is all I gotta say.
Only in the south side of Chicago.
You can't get more ghetto than that.
Just things like this happen. Like, really? That is embarrassing.
We were really fighting for our lives in that stadium.
We did zero fighting for our lives. We were standing next to a toilet, drinking our drinks, having no concept that anything was happening to us.
Imagine being the friend.
We all banded together and made it out of there, though.
Looking back, I mean, I guess they didn't say anything because it would have caused chaos. Like, there was zero chaos. The only thing was that we were angry we had no concert.
Well, the thing is, it wasn't like there was, like, an active shooter. No. It was more of, like, she probably brought the gun in. This woman sounds really interesting, in my opinion. For whatever God knows reason, maybe she brought it in because she's a person who's, like, a conceal and carry girl. But she was like, bet, this is the perfect way that I can conceal and carry in a stadium. Let's do it. I don't know how you shoot your friend on accident. But she's not an active shooter, at the very least. She just had it on her.
I just have so many questions. Like, I just, like, for what?
Is the safety
was
on?
Like, yeah. Or
did your fupa, like accidentally turn the safety off?
It might have. It might have. 100%. Because I know she got hit. She refused help. But, like, it. I'm just. There's so many questions. Like, do you carry your gun around that way on the regular? Is that your spot? Like, I just, oh, man.
I thought it fell out and hit the ground and then bounced back up you know?
So many questions, and I think the moral of this is we will never ever fully understand it, but man, that was a gun heavy day.
It really was. It's one for the books. It's a great memory. It's a nice outing.
Great memory, which is the craziest part. Like, it's guns, but it really is just such a silly memory.
Yeah, thankfully, I mean, no one was hurt in any of the gun portion of the evening of any part of any story.
Really was all over social media, which is the craziest part. Like, I think people outside of the situation, the news must have really like dramatized this entire situation because everybody at the stadium, I feel like, was like, we literally had no clue what happened. Like, if, and the thing is, if they had never said anything and it was never like publicized, still to this day, nobody would have known.
We just really enjoy spending time with each other, and we do a lot of things outside of work together. So we do a lot of outings. We spend a lot of time with our families together, with our friends together. So it's a really enjoyable experience when we get to all be together. So, have you ever gotten a recommendation from a client that has been kind of wild?
Or even in the sense that maybe it's like a decent recommendation
Good,
or like a
bad,
recommendation that
nothing.
you're like, and then you think about like way later or that you experience and it's really interesting.
Oh, yeah, or an experience. Like, I always think about that. We do so much recommendations on our end. We recommend hair care. We recommend sometimes skin care. We like people ask us so many questions all the time on things that we recommend. As far as even food goes, I mean, we order food here, we get food, we do things like that.
People are very intrigued about our like door dashing habits. I always really get a hoot from that one where people are like, so you just like door dash meals? And like a lot of people, like especially like we have a, like some older generation individuals here. And so a lot of them, I mean, fair enough. My mom doesn't door dash a lot. And so a lot of these people don't use door dash. A lot of people do go pick things up, or like if it's like Aurelio's, it's like they have their own automatic delivery installed in there and you don't really have to deal with any of that.
I actually find that to be more irritating when I have to go onto your own personal to get it delivered to me. When I can't just go through one unified system, it very irritates me.
It feels less like trustworthy.
It does. I know it's not, but if for some reason it is
Yes.
to me.
But like I think it's because we have that like kind of like false sense of comfort with the fact that like Uber Eats and DoorDash, they all like give you updates, like especially like even Domino's. Like let's say that like Domino's their own website. I don't love it, but at the very least, they're like preparing your order, shipping it out for delivery. You know, they give you all that, but website deliveries, I just feel not as confident in it. I totally understand where you're coming from.
Well, no, you put in your credit card and they're kind of like, see ya. And then you're like, well, did it though? But did it really? I'm gonna need some sort of like guarantee, maybe. I mean,
Yeah, I'm a little anal. Like, I think it's also like comes with like being
yeah.
anxious, like I always am like, oh, so it's not here, like in 30 minutes, I'm calling to make sure that they even got the order.
I live in a world where I feel underqualified to do any task in life. So I assume that the task that I did was not good and I did not complete it.
That like somehow you fucked up
Yes, that
ordering, but
I put
like you
in,
didn't submit it
yes.
correctly, or you just completely
I hit
fucked up
back
all the
seven
stuff.
times and I've put in four orders. I put in an R where there was supposed to be an H. I put
The
in
wrong
like
address, you
a
know?
100 million%. Somehow, I feel as though every task, somehow, I still did not do correctly. I mean, I know that's not true.
I am the type of person to just call the restaurant to make sure that they got the order on the thing, just to make sure.
That's very fair, but at least with like with DoorDash, you can go back, you can see exactly what you ordered on the receipt. You can see where it's shipping to, and then you can also see the entire process of the Dasher going to the physical location to pick up your food. And then say they have like a stop on the way, it shows you that they have a stop in the area, them going to do the stop in the area, and then them coming to your place.
They better not have a fucking stop on the way. I hate it when they do that. It pisses me off.
I get it all the time. But that's why you have to pay extra money. It's just the way that they do it. And they're like, don't worry, we've got the perfect insulators to keep your food warm. Get fucked.
I can't.
That's why I have to heat them back up, bitch. And it never tastes the same.
That being said, I feel like we do so much recommendationing, recommending. I don't know why that word was so hard for me.
Recommendationing?
Recommendationing? We do so
New word.
much
Add it to the Urban Dictionary.
recommendationing that I am so easily influenced in my life that I am the perfect person for the new world of influencers. You love that? Oh, okay, sounds good. I'll buy seven.
You guys are both very easily influenced, and I really love that about you guys. I am like a skeptical, like I'm a skeptical person when it comes to anything.
Yeah, I think it's a millennial trait for sure. Give me a review and you're reviewing it and you're utilizing it and you like it. Seven. Give me them right now.
Me, I'm like the person that's like, I want to hear like 50 people I know telling me that they like it. And then it's like when a new like style trend comes into play, you know, like where like for a big time, Air Force Ones became a huge thing at HF. Obviously, they were in fashion before, but me, I'm like the person that hops on a trend, a fashion, whether it's a recommendation or not, I hop on like when it's old. Because I'm like so skeptical to try anything new. I don't know if it's like my mom in me that's like, oh no, you're fine with what you have right now. But I am so bad when it comes to trying new shit.
No, we are ready. We've talked about this before. If you walk in the door and try to sell us something, that's the best way to get us on
Oh my
it.
God, I love that. Somebody new just recently walked in the door the other day.
Well, you were so gung ho, and in my head, I was like, who the fuck is this man? Why is he
Oh,
here?
by the
Get him
way,
out of here.
he came in when Kristen was in, a client who also works in the area for a non-for-profit for a cancer support center, and he must have thought we wrapped up with her appointment, and he must have thought she was like the other owner or something, and so he was talking to both of us like
And he shook both of your guys' hands.
he did.
So
It
he
was
was like
so
marketing these
cute.
like free marketing videos. And like he walked in and I was like, what the fuck? And then Alicia, in my head, I was like, what the fuck? Obviously, I didn't say this. And then Alicia was like, oh yeah, sure. Here's our card. You know, like.
No, I asked for more information. I said, well, do you have any more information? He said, yeah, I'll stop by back. I actually just was driving by and I actually don't like, I just saw that you guys were open. Do you know what I mean? So I stopped really fast. He was very nice. And I think he just wasn't prepared for like stopping by, which, and Kristen was like, I was in too. Like, we were both like, yeah, I'm in. And then Macy was like, go away. But that being said, I said I like love a good door-to-door salesman. I'm not gonna
I
lie.
think that I do respect the hustles with door to door because nobody does door to door. Like I would say like 9.5 times out of 10, nobody does door to door sales anymore. So when it does happen, I'm like, I really appreciate like the drive and like the dedication to do stuff like that. And I think you guys are able to recognize that too.
100%. Do we get everything that comes our way? No. Do we get some of it? Yeah, 100%. I'm also like, tell me what you got. What is it?
I mean, that's how they got the Verizon network here, and they also got their water cooler here.
Yeah, we're open.
We've been thriving on those recommendations of just it's their own recommendation
What
that
do you
they
have to
tell us
recommend to
that
us?
they're good enough.
But then to bring it full circle back to the recommendations from clients, not only do you guys give recommendations, but clients spend a lot of time with us. You get to talking and they give you recommendations.
I love a good client recommendation. I want client recommendations on things, where to eat, what to like, I don't know, new things that they're trying out, new snail skincare that I might or might not partake in one day. I don't know.
What about the spiral we got into yesterday where I couldn't stop talking about cooking food with my client and we were just like tossing recipes back and forth and you guys were talking about restaurants and I just couldn't stop. Like sometimes, like, are any of your clients part of that? It's called Master Chef or
Oh,
Master, it's like
master
a
class,
program that you can,
master
Master
class, yeah.
Class. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, a couple of my clients do master class, and I'm like, do I need to do master class? Because some of the shit,
like one of them is doing cooking and the other one is just learning stuff.
Luke did a few. He liked the certain ones that were offered. He didn't like some of the other ones. It's like, it's really like there's, it's such a broad like option of masterclass. Like, I think now there's so many more people that are on it. But yeah, it's very interesting. I do enjoy it.
But that, it just gets you spinning about like, ooh, should I look into this? Or like, also, that could be a good gift idea. Or.
For me, the only client experience that I have is Julia coming in yesterday and giving me the little recommendation for her personal trainer, which she's very, very inexpensive. And I was like, put me on that. But it's just so funny to see how these things spiral because then one of Nora's clients comes back and apparently she was really hearing this conversation that we were having in the back. And she was like, so you have a personal trainer, Macy? And I was like, well, no, the thing is, I don't have a personal trainer, but the person that Alicia's doing right now, she has a personal trainer. So if you want all the deets, you talk to her. And she's like, bet, Macy, gotcha.
No, she didn't. She came straight to me at the shampoo bowl.
Well, she
And
said bet to
well, I
me.
know.
Not bet exactly, but in her words, she said something like that.
I would have loved to hear her say bet, like just in general, as like a.
She was like, oh, okay. Because I think she really wanted me to elaborate, but I was like, I don't really know much about this woman. I feel like she could have gotten, like, in my head, I was like, you're gonna get a better understanding of who this woman is because she likes to chat. She likes to gab about these people, which I respect and I love for her. But I was like, I barely know anything about this woman. Julia has way more experience, actual experience doing classes with this woman. You talk to her, she's got you in safe hands.
They get wild. They want the information as much as we want the information. It's just a very open, free discussion space in here on those kind of things. And like I was very invested in your guys's discussion the other day when your client was going hot on book recommendations for a long time. She had a lot.
It's one of my favorite of the recommendations. Let me t I we have talked about this countless times on here. I am an avid reader. I don't get to read as much as I would like to because you know I do have to work and make an income. But I love to read books. I also like them in all forms. We know this. Audiobooks, regular books. I think those are the only forms. Was there other forms?
Do you have Kindle?
Oh, yes. I don't have a Kindle. I would love a Kindle. I got a Kindle for my mom and my cousin, and they love them.
I have a Kindle. It is the one of the best like things that you could give like an avid book reader, especially because you don't always want to take like your physical like copy of your book places sometimes. Like, you know, you're gonna be like going to the beach. Or like, I don't know, some people do, some people don't. Personally, for me, I really like it because it's lightweight, especially at night. I don't need like a light to read with it. Like it has that natural, like calm, good for your eyes sort of
Yeah, I'm
lighting.
actually
It's
getting one of those.
perfect. Luke, get this shit for her.
Right? If anyone's listening, Kindle, thank you.
We got one of those for beauty school, and I was very lucky to be able to have it. That's where I read 50 Shades of Grey on my Kindle.
Yes, love that. But I'm always open to recommendations of books. I love book recommendations. And so a few of my clients who are avid readers, we get really wild slinging book recommendations back and forth. We can get really crazy.
Sometimes I really wish I was a part of these conversations because I am such an avid book reader, and especially because Alicia reads the exact kind of books that I am also interested in. And so, I mean, obviously Alicia passes it along, but sometimes, you know, you can't get every book that's recommended to you through the grapevine to me. So I'm kind of envious
But
sometimes.
it's all on that point because we're all so different humans and our tastes are so different. I find it to be very funny when you're shocked by like somebody's like recommendation. Like you
You're like,
get their
oh, I didn't
yes, you
think you were
get their
into that.
recommendation and then you're like, ooh, that's spicy or spicier than I thought or
So you're very spicy. You're a lot more freaky than a freaky deaky than I thought you were.
So I just always like think that that's cute and funny when like, or it could be like somebody you just didn't think that that would like come out of their recommendations, and you're like, oh, all right. I see how you roll. Or they could be much more vanilla than you thought. And you're like, oh, all right, cool.
I did not expect that from somebody like you. Like, you know, I think we all have like little preconceived notions of people, and not in a negative way, but sometimes you're just a little shocked by like the things that people are into or like the things that people aren't into, and you're just like, oh, okay, cool.
I just think it's always funny. So like I've gotten like a few from like clients where I'm like, oh, so you do read that. Cool. We could talk about that. Or other ones where I'm like, oh, never mind. And then it's always just like a very funny, like you can always gauge, especially on book talk, like if they've read like some of the more, let's just be frank, raunchier porn style books.
Yeah, it's called smut for a reason. Look it up,
And you
guys.
can really gauge, I think, like people books by like a lot of that.
Well, it's also a little awkward too, being the person who is talking to, like, say, like, I'm like, oh yeah, I really like to read, and like, I'm washing a client's hair at the bowl, and they're like, oh, like, what do you like to read? And then I'm like, how do I more or less say I like to read porn? Like,
It's always like a funny
I'm
topic.
like,
You're like, what are you into? And you're like, romance. And then you're like, it's not romance. It's like,
I'm not reading about like engineering and like changing the world and science. No, I'm reading about fucking.
I'm reading Atomic Habits and How to Build a Zen Life.
You know, okay, but I actually do read some books like that where it's like mental health or like good stuff like that. But I'm not reading, like, I think sometimes people who aren't readers think that like because you read so much, you're really reading, you're a really intelligent person. It's like, I mean, like, maybe, but like, I'm also reading about smut, so.
Oh, that's cute. I'm not intelligent when it comes to reading. My intelligence level is not there for reading. It doesn't keep my focus. Let's just say that. Because at the end, when I do read books that don't have any sort of like love life at all, I feel like I'm always at the end. I'm like, you know what would have made that better?
Or you need like, you either need like a little bit of spice, or you need at least like drama.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I will also get down on it. I love thrillers. I love action. And I also love spy because I'm like a huge Jack
But
Ryan
also,
also.
what
Like,
about drama,
oh,
mystery,
so if you
and
can, like, that's what
spice?
I'm saying. If you can wrap all of that into one.
Yes. But like, what about like a spy and smut? You know, like that's a 5 out of 5 book.
That is a 10 out of 10 out of 10. Like, you have sold me. That is my kind. Those are my books. So I tend to go back and forth in general. Like, so if you have any great book recommendations out there for me, send them our way. Also, if there's anything that we need to purchase on TikTok Shop that we are highly influenced on, send that our way as well. Macy doesn't want us to buy anything off of there, but however, me and Nora get wild.
Oh, I do. It's not that I don't. I've never said that. I just think it's silly when I always see like a shipping or update on your order, and I'm like, oh, what did they buy this time? And it's really silly.
I'm just influenced. The last thing I purchased on TikTok Shop, skincare. It was sunscreen from Korean. It was amazing. I used it in Belize the entire trip. I never broke out. I also never got sunburned. And I'm telling you, it felt like velvet on my face.
Okay, so what was the UV and how often did you apply?
Okay, so it was a 50. And then it was like the PA, and honestly, I don't know what that stands for, but it was like the PA plus 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 plus, like 90 pluses, like on the thing. Yeah. So I in the realm of sunscreen, I don't know what those things stand for, and I should know more, but I don't. And there were different. I got three different ones to try because I thought if I'm paying to ship this thing from that far off lands, I should at least get a few, because what if one does not do well with my skin? And so I got one that was more for a winter when your skin's drier, one that was more for summer when your skin is, you know, not as dry. And then I got a stick one to like reapply, like, you know, when you're out and about. And I let me tell you, none of them leave a white cast like ours do. Amazing. Honestly, I probably could have not even had to use my moisturizer. That's how.
Was it that, like, that's how like rich it was?
Yes, but not heavy, not thick. None, no tacky. No, it does. No. I'm telling you, game changer. I never broke out. And then I used the stick for the rest of the day. Like, you know what I mean? Like just here and there to like reapply. It was great. I'm telling you, it was wonderful. So I'm not going to be like one of those that's like, I'm totally converted to Korean skincare all the way. But I will tell you, I'm converted to Korean sunscreen.
That's a win. You got to try the things. I mean, we buy so much anyway that it's just like, why not? Why not buy something that you're literally watching people talk about?
I'm not just watching like people like us who are in like the health and like beauty space. I'm also watching dermatologists like online use it. Like, so it wasn't like I felt like, oh, I'm just going to let Sally, who, you know what I mean, like, who likes to put makeup on, use it and then tell me I need to be using it. I was also watching time and time again all these dermatologists on, like, of course, TikTok, on this ad say yes, yes, yes. And it was, like, the same ones. And I was like, all right, I'm influenced. I need to try this. Because, one, I was ready for a new sunscreen for my face. Two, I was like, what better time than when I'm on vacation and I will be utilizing sunscreen like 30 times a day on my face. And I walk my dogs all the time and I need to be better, as my esthetician and or any dermatologist will tell you, to wear my sunscreens more often.
I need to do that too. That's a big thing that I've just started getting like more serious with, is wearing sunscreen. Like, I grew up in a family, like, some people grow up in like the household that's like very sunscreen. I was like the opposite. Like, my mom encouraged actually not wearing sunscreen, and I was like, oh. So I didn't think that it was like that important for a really long time, but I'm like, I'm starting to get to the age where like this is the time to start wearing it, you know? So I'm like, I need to get better with that. Even like on a sunny day like today, where it's like, it's cold out, so I never think about wearing sunscreen, but it's like, that's still UVs coming and like penetrating your skin. So I'm very much gung-ho on like the skincare and sunscreen journey.
Well, our resident esthetician, Lindsay, yelled at me this last winter and told me that our lights are also UVs. All of them are.
Wow. Wait, so we're just all getting like aged like from that? That's yep. Amazing. Love to know that. So like, we should be wearing, pretty much what I'm hearing, we should at least be wearing like face and like our face and neck should be lathered in sunscreen every day.
Every day.
You're saying sunscreen though, but you have to remember, like, I wear like a tinted moisturizer that has sunscreen in it. So it's not even like it becomes second nature to put on that kind of a thing.
Just so much stuff you should be doing for your skin. And like, I want to be that person that's like 10-step regimen, but like, at this moment, I wash my face and I put 2 different moisturizers on. That's it. That's all I got going for me.
It's a rough life out there, and we're all just trying to do the best we possibly can so that we can look younger than the Gen Zers out there. Because as we've heard, they're aging terribly. And
why is my generation aging so badly? Okay, but also I really hope that I'm not like lumped in with that, because I'm like, I hope that if I, like, because I'm never going to submit or myself to this or whatever the word is, but, like, there's, like, Gen Zs that go on TikTok and they're like, how old do I look? I'm like, I'm never going to do that, but I really hope that if I ever did that, hypothetically, that people are like, oh, my God, you look like you're, like, 30, 40. I'm like, a lot of them do look like that, though.
It is hard. I'm not going to lie. That generation, your generation, it is a rough in between where you either look 12 or you somehow look 35.
I am the one who looks 12. Thank God. I'm okay with that. So it is
a hard like in between. Like, I don't know what happened. Like a few people I follow where I'm like, they have to be my age and they're not. They're young. And then I'm like, what happened?
They look like age, like they have like weathered time, like they have had some experiences, you know?
What have you seen? What have you been through?
There was that one TikToker that you showed me that I thought he was part of my mom's generation, and he's part of my generation. And I said, no way. Like, I was shocked.
So there are a lot out there. And it doesn't have to be like a huge age gap where people are like, oh, you look 40. That's not, I think, what people are saying. It is, though, the fact that, and what the big takeaway is, everyone's like, we're not trying to look we don't look your age. What I think the general consensus is that when we were your age, we looked very young. And so like the difference has become that like we see your group and there are people inside of that age group that just has aged
very poorly.
I think it's like the Kardashian effect of like these, like, there's just like, you guys start doing stuff so much sooner. You guys are like, you know what I mean? Like, you guys didn't really have also like a very awkward phase that we like went through. So.
Which is a big thing with like especially the younger Gen Z. So like apparently Gen Z spans from 12 years old until 27 is what I looked up this weekend. So like it's a range. Obviously, it's a generation of people. And I think especially the younger generation of Gen Z, because they've been so subjected to like media and influencers and things like this, and its accessibility to it's a very mainstream products and trends and everything, where it's like people are aging so fast, and like you said, they're not going through these awkward phases that I have definitely went through. And I'm probably still going through at the moment. I was told today that my outfit is a comfy outfit, and I think that if anything, that just proves to you, my style choices are still not doing great sometimes.
You'll get there.
But that's what also that I'm saying that like I'm okay with that because it's like you guys are also like. Alicia, especially you, especially with your guys' own styles and everything, you guys are very much more advanced with styles, but you've also had more time to figure out your style and shop at really good stores and everything like that. I like that for you guys.
It doesn't mean it's not a cute, comfy outfit.
It's just such a hard, like, topic of conversation. We just didn't have as many things when we were younger. We were doing a lot more younger activities. We weren't aging ourselves when we were young.
What would you label as younger activities?
Fucking climbing trees and being outside all day long and
Also, like,
doing a lot of
my
calisthenics on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Part of me, like, I definitely did that. I don't know if there's a cutoff or if there's only certain people of my generation. I was outside my entire childhood.
We didn't have like screen time. I mean, for fuck's sake, we didn't have phones. We didn't have
It's very
I
true.
mean, like, we weren't of that generation. Like, we didn't have, like, my grandparents had like one of the first computers. Like, it wasn't even like and that didn't even happen until much later on in life. There just wasn't like the same kind of concepts of like things that like then help, I feel like, age you along. Like, you weren't striving to look older so
You just looked like
quickly.
how you
You
looked.
looked young and you didn't know any better because you didn't have anything else to compare it to. I think that's a lot of it too.
White light and things like that, don't they like looking at them for hours, that like automatically does age you too. Like it's proven that like even like the
Blue
light,
light.
the blue light, all that stuff does have an effect on like your physical like complexion and things like that. So also when you make that point, very true. Like I mean, I got my first iPhone when I was in like 7th grade. So like I've had access to an iPhone for like pretty much my entire life, and we're looking at it like that.
Yeah, it's just very different. And like, you also have to think about like, I don't know. This is a whole other subject of like generational things, because our older generation feels the same way about us in a way, but they like didn't have to deal with technology coming through in that term. So stop trying to be so old.
I think that's fair. I can't say that I don't try to do that. I feel like, but also it's just kind of the way that I was raised, which we were raised by Gen X. So like some of the parents be parenting, man, and I don't say that's a bad thing, but it all has an effect on your appearance and the things that you do and the way that we adult and adult a little too fast, maybe.
It's the way of the like generations.
You got time to turn it around. Just like skincare, preventative maintenance. You have to do it, do the steps so that you can have the results in the future. You're not going to turn back time.
I hope today was great for you guys on a story that we never thought we were going to share.
Really, we're having a hard time coming up with stories before this, which is so funny that that story even evolved.
It started with mom water,
It
and
did.
then you got to hear the
It
beautiful.
took a hard right, and not in a bad way, just in a way where you just we it's it it evolved.
I think that's the beauty in some of our episodes where like that kind of just happens.
Yeah. Speaking of things that people are easily influenced by, I did see a book in the back that had like Taylor Swift on it. And I was wondering what that was about.
Oh, yeah. It's for our like passage for the evening.
Yeah. Do you want to whip that out? What's that guy about? We need to know. Speaking of new books and new things and
easily influenced.
Easily
something influenced. That I really love about you guys is that you really have been kind of diving into like the like last time we had like the Britney card set. Then we have like the little aspirational quote books. And this time we have the Taylor Swift book, which has, I think, quotes and words from Taylor Swift herself.
However, if you ever have a question, a recommendation, or just generally something you would like to tell us, leave a review, throw it in those, hit us up on our Instagram.
You can easily DM us and we see yes. it. Trust me, I check it every
Please
day.
Please tell us about any fun recommendations you might have for us or, you know, any questions you might have on said, you know, any previous podcasts, any updates you would like to hear on any previous people we've ever discussed before. We always love to hear from you guys.
Okay, so we've got our Taylor Swift book. In her own words, a modern day disruptive business genius by Forbes. And so there's like little messages. There's little excerpts from her that she says, like, there's ones from 2010 and current. And I saw the name Dolly Parton, so I just stopped on this one. It's from the Wall Street Journal, October 22nd, 2010. I heard a quote from Dolly Parton one time, and she said that regrets aren't fair to you because you couldn't possibly have known then what you know now. And a lot of times, I wish I could live life a little bit more like her. Just this clarity about how to process regret. But on this particular subject about the path that I chose in life, I do not regret anything. I'm very aware and very conscious of the path I chose in life and very aware of the path I didn't choose. I just really enjoyed this quote from Taylor tonight, and I love hearing from Dolly Parton. She's a great influence, and so I think that's a great way to close out the evening, and yeah, it's getting warm outside, so still remember to grab your jacket when you leave.
We will miss you. We hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
No regrets.
Bye.
It's Nora, Alicia, and Macy.
We are a girly podcast, and we are on the floor.
Did I go the wrong way?